The Oakland Raiders select Stephen Wisniewski, center, Penn State. Go Raiders.
All right, go Raiders. Thank you very much for that, Willie Brown. And with that, the 2011 season is officially underway, especially on my show today. I'm Rick Tittle. Welcome back to Sports Byline. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're very happy to be joined in studio once again by football's fabulous females, Anna Buxton. Welcome back for your third time.
Well, thank you for having me back, Rick.
And the newest Raider at Bianca LaRussa. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, let's start off with the draft, Anna. We have Wisniewski. We have two news Wisniewskis in the building now. We have his uncle. Steve is back as an assistant line coach. And we have Stefan. Did you watch the draft with bated breath?
Just like everybody else.
Yeah. And Bianca, now your first time as a Raiderette, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Making it. Was the draft something that you had your eye on as well?
I did.
Yeah. I went to the Raider draft party, by the way, at Everett and Jones.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. Saw the lovely Alicia, who had been in here.
Yeah.
And this was the thing, because when Hugh Jackson came in a week before the draft, they had a little press conference at the headquarters, and I saw Jeanette Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just want to know if Anna made it. And she said, of course.
Not a doubt.
Yeah, she said, I had no doubts either, but she said, of course Anna made it.
All your favorites are back.
Yeah, well, then I said, Catherine Hagedis, my fellow St. Mary's alum, or as we call her, Kiki.
She wanted me to tell you hello.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, she made it back, and then I asked about Alicia as well. So, my favorites are back as well. Now, Bianca, when you try out, and we've gone over this before with Anna, it can be a daunting thing because you walk into a room, there are hundreds of beautiful, talented women who are great dancers. It can be intimidating no matter how confident you are, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I tried to think of it as just to take it as something that was fun and to focus on the fun element. I started kind of getting in my own head in the initial parts of like the preliminary auditions, and I saw that as kind of my own enemy. So I didn't want to do that too much. So I kind of wanted to focus on the fun elements of it. And then I used to dance a lot when I was younger and perform, and that was kind of what I missed and why one of the reasons why I wanted to be a Raiderette in the first place. So when it came to the dance part of the audition, I just thought, think of this as like your first performance in all these years. So I was like, all right, well, if I focus on the performance, then this is just like performing for the judges instead of, you know, this audition, and they're going to be judging you, and they're going to be analyzing everything. So when I thought of it as fun and a performance, it kind of took the scary element out.
And she definitely stood out in the crowd. I noticed you, Bianca. She stood out. She's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope for good reason.
Of course.
Well, I mean, that's a great attitude to have, and obviously it worked. All right. As I said, if you'd like to talk to the Raiderettes, we have many Raider fans out there would like to. Let's start off in Oakland with Big Dave. How you doing, Big Dave?
Doing great, man. I mean, fired up about the Sharks last night, and you know, yeah, we haven't talked too much draft. I think we did pretty good for not having a first-round pick, don't you, Rick?
Yes. By the way, you're on with Anna and Bianca Raiderettes if you have a question for them.
Well, I don't know how many questions I could ask on the radio without blushing, but are you guys doing the calendar release party again?
We will be. We're about to shoot the calendar in the next couple weeks, so we're getting ready for that. And then, you know, the calendar release is usually in August, so be awaiting for the next calendar.
All right. Hey, Big Dave, thanks for the call, man.
All right, Rick.
All right, I appreciate it. By the way, where is the calendar shoot this year?
It's all a secret.
Because
you have to wait till it's unveiled.
Now, last year's calendar was fine, but it was sort of like I'm a hot biker chick kind of calendar. Personally, I prefer the one the year before where you guys were in bikinis on the beach.
Ooh,
that's just my personal preference.
That? Okay. All
but
right.
I will
we'll
say
take
this.
That
duly
note.
Noted.
Yeah, we'll take this into note.
But I will say this. The calendar party last year, I don't know if that can be beat. Fox Theater downtown,
that was pretty awesome.
Hollywood production values. are we going to see anything like that again?
Well, we don't know. It's all a big surprise.
All right. Well, I hope.
But I have a feeling you're really going to like the calendar this year.
Okay.
I think they're going to take it in a good direction.
It's biker chicks on the beach.
Combination.
Girls in bikinis on Harley.
We'll definitely be in bikinis.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what?
I can tell you that.
You can't go wrong with the swimsuit part of the competition. Absolutely not. All right. By the way, I'm Rick Tittle. You're speaking with Bianca LaRussa and Anna Buxton. Now, Bianca, I remember seeing you on TV with your mom and your sister in the crowd at A's games, and seeing you as a little girl with ponytails, and that seems like yesterday to me. It makes me feel old that here you are a grown young woman and beautiful? And what have you been doing between 1990 and now? Because obviously you're an East Bay kid like me, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, that was some time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, I grew up, well, in some ways, and went to school, went to college, got my degree. I've been working, I actually worked at my parents. They founded an animal rescue foundation, and I worked there for years teaching humane education.
We call it ARF.
ARF, yes, the Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF. And I taught humane education for years. I dabbled in some other jobs, kind of looking for my niche, and just kind of been looking for my calling, looking for my bliss.
Now, for people who don't know the LaRussa name, I'm surprised if anyone listening doesn't, but of course, Bianca's father is Tony LaRussa, one of the winningest managers in Major League history.
He's my mom's husband. That's who he is.
Is it true, the story that I heard your dad tell one time, that when he was a minor league player or a player with the A's, that he saw your mom in a restaurant and he said, "I'm going to marry her"?
He did. Yeah, that's how they met. He actually, Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, well, I mean, when it's your parents, it's not that cute. But he did. That's how they met. He went into her restaurant when he was a minor league baseball player and requested her station. And the rest is history. I guess she was wearing some snazzy little American Indian outfit.
Ooh,
wow, man. Pocahontas, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, the moccasins and ponytails, those always work.
Yeah, well, she is part Native American, so it's authentic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, I always remembered hearing that story. And by the way, I also have a famous dad, the popcorn magnate Orville Redenbacher.
Really?
He's actually Steve Tittle. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I love his work.
You have never told me this.
And actually, Anna, you have a famous last name, Pee Wee Herman's neighbor.
Oh, no.
Buxton.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
See, I didn't pull that out the first
Buxton.
Two times.
Yeah. That's so funny. Most people don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm...
Pee Wee Herman's coming back, though.
This is what happens when you're an elderly man. You remember stories like this. All right. And just one more thing about ARF. That happened at an A's game. Where was it? A cat that was on the field, and your dad felt sorry for him. And they said, "Where's this? He's going to the pound, and he'll be killed." And he said, "That's not right."
Right. That's actually how. That's the cat a list. That's how ARF got started back in 1991. Wow. It's actually kind of cool how it all ties in. That's at the Coliseum where I will be cheering. It's kind of a cool little come around there. But that's how ARF got started. The little stray cat went running onto the field at an A's Yankees game. And because there were no private shelters at that time, she would have gone to a public shelter where she would have either been immediately euthanized or she would have lost her life in a matter of hours or a couple days. So my parents decided that that wasn't going to be okay. So they started their own animal rescue foundation. And ARF's actually a no-kill shelter. So all the adoptable dogs and cats that come in there find homes.
Oh,
they're there as long
cool.
as it takes.
It's very cool. And Bianca, you're very unique because, you know, Anna's from Texas, and we were talking about Catherine. She's from Colorado. You grew up in the Coliseum. You know the ins and outs.
I grew up
of
in the Coliseum. I had a sleeping bag and the bleachers.
Slumber parties.
But you know what I mean? If anyone asks, you know that place like the back of your hand. So it's almost like...
I did. It's been renovated since then because it was a while ago. But yes.
Right. Right,
that's perfect. You can tell me where to go.
Yeah. That's what's kind of neat, though, about how this all came around and now, like, being a Raiderette. It is kind of neat, though, how I grew up there in a way and back in the old days of the A's.
And you've come
Raiders
home.
And, yes.
You've come. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking with Anna Buxton and Bianca LaRussa, Raiderettes. Come on back.
As Gotch brings it in. Sharks get it out. Here's a breakaway. Patrick Marleau scores!
Who cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio?
Ah, bless, and welcome back. And boy, oh boy, that goal by Setoguchi last night. Best game of his life, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Are you kidding? A playoff hat trick, especially with an overtime winner. We will talk about that. But first things first, we are blessed as well by the presence of Anna and Bianca in our studios. They are Raiderettes. And we should stress that season tickets for this very exciting season, and people know I'm a lifelong Raider fan, but when the Raiders stink, I say they stink. They're not going to stink this year. They're going to be highly watchable. They're going to be very exciting. And season tickets, Anna, I'm amazed at how cheap you can get them.
Yeah, $260 starting for season tickets. What is that, like $26
wow.
a game or something?
For all 10 games.
And you can see the Raiderettes live in person.
Now, you guys have added Raiderettes, like you've added one to the line, each group, right?
Yeah, there's 10 in each line now.
That's awesome. And mm-hmm. I don't think that's making it overcrowded.
Yeah. One line actually has 11.
Wow. Yeah.
You can come and see for yourself. The games.
I shall. Anna will tell you, I'm on the field before the games. And what is it? Like maybe every four games, your group does the old slow motion thing in front of the tunnel. Is then you guys switch out, right?
Oh, yeah. It's two lines, one on each side. You're right. So, like, every other game. And now
right.
we do the Raiderville. So the other two lines are usually in Raiderville.
Right. Raiderville in the south parking lot with Raider legends and a bar.
Yep.
Yes.
And there's always,
nice.
Like, autograph signings, and we perform. And
sponsored by?
Bud Light.
Very nice.
1-800-878-PLAY.
Now, as I look at both of you lovely young ladies, I see Anna with the classic Raiderette medallion. Bianca is a brand new Raiderette, and she's part of the team. She doesn't have to prove herself, but still, you haven't had the very cool ceremony yet.
Right.
And
I'm a rookie.
You're going to earn your wings. Anna, tell us about that ceremony, because it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, you know, a surprise for the rookies. You're giving away some
Not anymore.
I guess it's when they kind of earn their way over the summer, you know, mm-hmm. during the grueling practices and all that, and then, yeah, it's a fun little ceremony that we have, and then our medallion that only the Raiderettes have and nobody else has.
Exactly right, and Bianca, it's cool now. You're being fitted for the most famous cheerleader uniform in history, in my opinion. I know people say Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, but they're cheesy. The Raiderettes are the real deal. You're being fitted for the most famous cheerleader outfit in history. That's got to be thrilling.
Oh, it is. It is. We got fitted a couple weeks ago, and it's got a little pirate flair to it, and I love pirates, so this is so exciting for me. You have no idea.
You're going to get a lot of pirate stuff in the mail now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already have a lot, but this is the...
I think absolute. You're going to fit right in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You grew up at the Coliseum, and you like pirate stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be good.
And black and silver are already my two favorite colors. So
she's
it's
perfect.
A natural.
Now, I want to thank you guys because here it is, 9:29 in the morning. You came in commute traffic. This has got to be the earliest you've ever done anything with the Raiderettes. And I'm also very, very honored because, Bianca, this is your first official public appearance as a Raiderette.
It is.
It's all downhill from here.
This is kind of a big one.
This is the zenith.
This is awesome.
This is as good as it gets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really honored that this is your first public one, and I want to thank you. And I'm sure that the big spread with the bagels and the donuts and the coffee and the juice, did you get that?
No.
Oh, that's right. We don't have that.
No, this is titillating.
Oh, very nicely done. Bianca, well done. Speaking with Bianca and Anna of the Raiderettes. Now, you talk about the grueling practices, Anna, and you said it with a laugh, but it's true. Those practices are grueling because you guys are professional dancers. It's not enough to be beautiful. It's not enough to be witty and intelligent. It's just not enough. You have to also be a dancer at a professional level. So can you give Bianca a little insight of what those practices are going to be like, Anna?
Well, we've had a couple, so I think she's had a taste
my
of
body
it.
Can tell you what it's like right now. I was trying to wake up this morning. Crack.
Lots of high kicks, mm-hmm. and there's really, we never, in dancer's terms, we never mark it. It's right. always full out, so that with muscle memory, you know exactly what it's going to be like to do it full out over and over and over. And really, you know, we're training to do a sometimes 4-hour game, so...
Yeah. Not only that, a 4-hour game in the rain.
Well, we don't practice in the rain quite yet. It's still indoors.
But I'm saying if you know, it's not like leg warmers on the Broadway stage. No. You guys are out in the mud and the wind, and then if it's really like, you know, wind chill factor of minus 14, you come out
in
a paper thin windbreaker though. I mean, it's still.
I love that you noticed though that we're the paper.
Listen, you're talking to a guy that went to Raiderette Poster Day. In like 1977, I think that was the first one. I was 12 years old. I had that Raiderette poster on my wall growing up. So it's only fitting that I'm the Raiderette guy. I mean, you got to say, Anna, I'm the Raiderette guy in the media. That's the coolest title I've ever given myself. By the way, Bianca, they should bring back another Raiderette Poster Day. Those things went like hotcakes in the 70s. Why not?
Oh, yeah. I remember it. I mean, that was amazing in the 70s.
She was a twinkle in her father's eye then.
Oh, yeah, your dad was manager of the White Sox.
Well, now we do RNC, Raider Nation Celebration, and we sign the posters then. Have you not been in a couple of years?
Well, I just mean like when you're at the gate when you walk in. That's just a suggestion to the marketing department who's
from the Raiderette guy. Directly from
we will pass that
the RG.
That's right. The self-described Raiderette guy. I hope that didn't come off as too creepy.
Not at all.
1-800-878-PLAY to talk to a Raiderette. And another thing is people might say, oh, geez, how easy it is to be a Raiderette. All you got to do is be pretty. Now, listen, yeah, good looks can be God-given, but dancing takes years and years of hard work, and being intelligent takes years of hard work in the classroom as well. Just Bianca, for anyone who thinks it's easy to be a Raiderette, what would you say to them?
Well, when I actually decided that I wanted to go for this, it was actually my first Raider game back in 2009. So I was actually kind of a late bloomer as far as the Raiders, seeing them live and in person. But when I decided I wanted to do this, I literally started in 2009 kind of preparing for it and getting back into dancer form and going to classes and training and going to the gym. And so for me, it wasn't very easy because I had been off of dancing for a while and I had to brush up on my football knowledge because I did grow up in a baseball household. So no, I don't think it's as easy as maybe it looks.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's as fun as it looks, I think. And I haven't even had the pleasure of actually experiencing a game day or really doing the whole
Well, that's the thing. It's a life-changing event, and I say that not to be dramatic, but you're going to be a Raiderette for the rest of your life, no matter how long you're a Raiderette. If you do it 1 year or do it 10 years, when you pass on, hopefully you'll be a ripe old age in your 90s, but it'll say former Raiderette. I mean, it's like being former Miss America. You will be a Raiderette forever, which I think is fantastic. And not only is it life-changing for you personally because of the experience and the fun, but Raiderettes, I should let everyone know, actually do a lot of philanthropic things, and you can actually... You've helped animals. You can actually help a lot of people by being a Raiderette, can't you?
Yeah, that was the second part of why I wanted to do it. The first part was performing, and the second part was the part of kind of my past experiences and jobs that I'd had that I loved was first performing, and second was giving back. And when I worked with ARF, the Animal Rescue Foundation, I loved feeling like at the end of the day that you'd made a difference. And I know that Raiderettes have that opportunity. And I was actually a fan of the Raider organization even before I'd been to a Raider game, and I knew the Raiderettes through their work with the Animal Rescue Foundation and through their work with golf tournaments that I'd been to, and I saw them around the community even before I'd, like I said, been to a Raider game. So that element of being a Raiderette was so appealing to me that this is kind of like a huge, kind of like the culmination or the amalgamation of why I wanted to do this. So yeah. I'm really excited about that part.
And that's why she fits right.
That's the voices of Bianca and Anna Raiderettes, by the way. And I mentioned this on my show last week when we heard that you had become a Raiderette, that some people might think that because of your famous dad that you had an in. And I reminded people that the A's and Raider organizations actually don't get along. And the Raiders aren't going to do any favors for the A's,
right,
and vice versa. So for anything... That probably was something that was against you going in. So
yeah,
so it's not like you were handed something, because sometimes being in a famous family is a blessing and a curse simultaneously,
right,
because people think, oh, you didn't have to work your way in or whatever. And then obviously that you did.
I actually kept my audition secret. I didn't tell my dad that I was auditioning because I didn't want him to in any way let anybody there know or try to help me out in any way. And I didn't let anyone that I knew at the Raider organization know. So I kept my audition totally secret, didn't post it on Facebook, didn't tell even my friends. I told very few people. So Plus, like you said, the A's and the Raiders are not always on the best terms. Growing up, what I knew about the Raiders was that they'd come and mess up the field for the A's. So, yeah, you never know. So, yeah.
That's funny, the different ways you look at it. Because yeah. I think of it differently when I'm out on the field. And, you know, there's still the baseball setup.
Right. The good thing is that people like me love the A's and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's
East
all
Bay
one.
East Bay is East Bay, right?
That's right. It's all one big happy family. But you bring up your dad. What was his reaction when you said, hey, Dad, guess what?
He was excited. I think he was shocked because I hadn't danced in so long, and it was such a kind of a transition from what I'd been using, like the other aspects of my degree and things that I'd done since dancing. But he was pleasantly surprised because he is a Raider fan, and he is excited.
A Raider fan.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, because they do work so closely with the Animal Rescue Foundation, and they help so much. And yeah, he's a Raider fan.
So he'll probably be at all the games now.
Well, I don't know about all of them. Hopefully his season goes a little bit into October. So.
Yeah, you're hoping it goes all the way through October. All right. We're speaking with Anna and Bianca. We'll take a quick break. Would love to hear from you if you have a question for the Raiderettes at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Resistors to mind reprogramming will be exterminated for the good of the state.
What kind of government you guys got here? This is worse than California.
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that. In studio with Bianca and Anna Raiderettes. Bianca is brand new, a rookie, and Anna is a veteran. Third year, Anna?
Third year.
Third year. And I mentioned Jeanette, who is your guy's leader.
Yep,
and
she's our director.
She is, I think it's great in any walk of life when you have someone who has been there and done that, and I can tell you that the same way, and it's you get more respect that way. But I mean, Jeanette looks like she could still be a Raider.
Oh, definitely.
She's highly beautiful. But I mean, that's the thing about her is that when she tells you that, when she was a Raider for like 10 years. Yeah, when she tells you to do something, it's not like some choreographer they hired off the street. You know, when she says it, it's the real deal, don't you?
Absolutely. She's been in our boots, literally, you know. and this year is great too because our choreographers are Shauna and Laura, who have also been Raiderettes. So it's three Raiderettes.
I think I told you one time, Sun Valley Mall, 1995. There's Shauna Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shauna. There was Shauna. I'm so bad. There was Shauna sitting outside. I forgot what it was. Maybe a sporting goods store by herself in her game day, lovely outfit, and so she signed a 8x10. And of all the Raiderettes that come and go, I think it's cool that I have her signed 8x10 of someone who hung around. This is the thing, Bianca. I admire you guys because you can dance to Crazy Train, which is not a danceable song. So, I mean, Hell's Bells, you can swing. But that's the thing. You guys have to respond to songs that are more like stadium anthem type songs. That's why I like it at the end of the first and third quarters when you run into the end zones. Those are your like mini routines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You do pay attention.
With his binoculars.
Yeah. With my binoculars, yes, I know. Creeper.
In a not creepy way, right?
No, you know what it is? It's like either, watch a commercial, stare into the sky, or look at beautiful cheerleaders.
Oh, no, brainer.
You're
sweet. Not only beautiful, but beautiful who are supporting my team. So I think that's an easy one there. But I know that when you get a drink of water, you have to put your hands behind your hips. Walk slowly, unscrew it, sip,
oh my goodness.
Screw it back on,
this is virgin.
Go back.
You are really, but it's good to know people are watching us all.
And listen,
time.
I'm not
always on stage,
and I'm actually watching the game. I go to Raider games not to get drunk, not to get into a fight. I go to a Raider game because I go to a Raider game to actually watch the football.
Yep.
So just think about the guys that are leaning over the A's dugouts going, drooling.
Oh my God.
If you think I'm paying attention, there are many more. All right, now let's talk about some of the routines because every once in a while, I'll see a new routine, sometimes mid-season thrown in because I sort of feel like week eight, I know what all the... I'll notice a new one thrown in there. And sometimes they're just regular routines and you clap, but sometimes there's a really, really good one. Talk about how you guys have to stay dynamic in football's dynamic organization.
Well, we do. We learn quite a few routines over the summer, and then we learn a bunch of filler routines that go to kind of whatever music they play. So we have something that goes with kind of everything. And then throughout the season, they'll teach us some fresh new stuff to keep you guys excited.
Very nice. Now, Bianca, I've mentioned this before to Anna, but I saw this Hard Knock show one time with the Cowboys, and they showed some of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders at practice. And
I've heard about this.
None of those girls look like they're having fun at all. They look like right. They have these martinet women who are very strict. There are no smiles at that practice. And one girl, instead of giving a look, gave a tilt. She goes, this is not a look, it's a tilt. And I asked Anna, is it that strict? And she said, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Well, when there are that many women dancing, you have to be in unison. You have to look the same way. You have to. I mean, it's choreography. It's choreography, and
of course the crowd pleaser are going back more than 100 years. The kick line,
the kick line,
and that's the main reason you go from height wise. You go for the petites to the, and now I know Anna. To me, you're petite, but you're one of the tall ones, right?
I am, line four. And Bianca's in line four this year.
Anna's actually our captain.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's your first year as captain.
It is my first year as captain.
And the thing is, people say, well, what does that mean? It means a lot because there are a lot of times, maybe during timeouts, the four different groups will be doing four different routines. In fact, sometimes a group will just be standing still. And they'll look over and say, uh-oh, they're dancing.
She's still assessing the music and which dance she wants to do.
So you hold up a couple of fingers, say, one, two, ready, go. Or how does that work?
I'll call out one of the dances that we've learned, and then we'll do our Raiderette pivot turnaround that I'm sure you've you know all about, Rick. And then we'll do the dance that I hopefully have picked to go right with the music. Otherwise, we'll do it once, and then I'll change it quickly.
So is there an assessment after the game, Anna, when you're like, you sit down and judge it, or is it the next day, or what do you do?
As far as...
like your performance, like did she say, this line was bad, this line was good?
Oh, well, I mean, at practice, my rookie year with Karen Kovac, she would bring in video and show us and pictures. Just
you'd study film.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just like with the players, and they, your foot is an inch further away, just like the head and the tilt and look. So, and then, but they give us a lot of feedback and let us know. We get a lot of that in practice, but definitely after the games, they let us know. And I've never been a captain, so I don't know exactly what kind of feedback the captains get. Hopefully it's not too scary.
And I notice maybe if like a girl is sick or whatever, there'll be an empty hole there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are no Raiderette substitutions standing by.
Well, sometimes we'll try and change, fill in the formation so it doesn't look awkward or different. But a lot of times we just have to leave the space because we know certain counts and we don't want to change it on everybody that day.
Right.
Something like that.
All right. 1-800-878-PLAY to talk to Bianca and Anna. And Bianca, I can tell you this. After every Raider game, I go down to where the head coach has the press conference. But we wait because coming up the tunnel and the stairs to leave, the Raiderettes pass by first. And they have smiles on their face. No one ever has a bigger smile than Anna.
Right.
She is the smiling queen. You can
see that. Yeah.
You don't even need to look for the blonde. You just look for the smile. But I'm saying they come through and they've been in the elements dancing. They're covered in mud, sweat. They still look beautiful. The uniforms have mud on them from kicking around. They are spent. It is a hard day's work after you do one of those games.
Right. I think part of it too is feeding off of the crowd's energy. I know performing when I was younger with ballet and dancing, and you just get this adrenaline rush when you perform. And that was performing to this black curtain of, like, when you're on the stage and the lights are at you, it's blinding.
Right.
But
right.
to perform or to dance or to do your thing for a crowd that the whole intent is to bring them in, to get them excited and to get them riled up, I can't even imagine that adrenaline high and that rush. So
it's unreal.
I'm
getting chills just thinking about it. I can't wait for football season.
So I imagine that's part of the
And you're also, yeah. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here. You're a celebrity now. People want their picture taken with you. They're going to, I mean, you're kind of a big deal. Yes, you are. Now, I mentioned the draft earlier, and I got to go over there last week and meet four out of the first five picks and talk to the coach and talk to the guys. Very fired up about these guys. But when you have new guys come in, they're like new brothers in your family, aren't they, Anna?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're very excited about these guys coming in and being a part of what we all expect and hope will be a winning team this year.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I think that it's really going to bring some excitement to the offense, and it's mm-hmm. going to be a great season.
And that's the thing I was mentioning earlier about this being a good year because, you know, I'm always fired up for the Raiders, but, you know, you have to keep it real and think, oh my gosh, they don't look that good. But last year, it looked like they were breaking through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cable rode on the coattails of an offense that scored over 400 points, and that was Hugh Jackson. I loved his enthusiasm when I saw him at the OTAs. I saw him in minicamp. I saw him at camp. He talks to the defense. He gets everybody involved. And I think he's going to be a fantastic head coach. That's why I'm looking so forward to this. Now, Anna, as I've said before, and I think you guys never have, have you met Al Davis yet?
Remember you gave me a noogie? No, I'm just kidding. I have not had the pleasure of actually meeting Al Davis mm-hmm. in person, no.
Right.
No.
Bianca?
No, I haven't.
At an ARF event?
I have not.
But we were really lucky. Our first meeting as Raiderettes after the girls, we all made the back on the team. Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackson and Amy Trask came and spoke to us. So
great.
That was really special.
It was.
His energy is great.
Yeah.
He's very motivating. And
he actually talked to us about chasing perfection, and that was their goal. And it got me really fired up. So I think that's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's you guys aren't just in the stands with a pom-pom. Mm-hmm. You're directly involved with this team, which I think is great. But
he fully told us to block our schedules out through January. We're going all the
way. Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, I did. I
love that. First week in February as well. Yeah. Make sure we get that one. But isn't it great? You mentioned Amy Trask because, you know, Al Davis, love him or hate him, this is a guy that hired the first African-American head coach, the guy that hired the first Hispanic-American head coach, the guy who hired the first female top executive in Amy Trask. And people will say what they want about the Raiders on the outside, but there is no more colorblind organization in the Raiders. If you can do it, it doesn't matter where you're from. And I think that should make you even more proud to be a Raiderette.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's next for you guys. Because just train. Have you been hired out to go to any events? I know you guys are available. Raiders.com to check into that. What's next for you, Anna?
Absolutely. We do charities, promos, you know, getting along with the season as planned, you know, practicing, and the rookies don't quite have their uniforms yet, but they will soon, and then they will be available.
Yep.
So,
well, you know what, Anna, at the end of every season, the last home game, I think there are four or five awards, Rookie of the Year, Best Dancer, and all that, and you get the dozen roses, and at the very end, it's Raiderette of the Year, and she gets to go to Hawaii to the Pro Bowl. Anna, I think that's going to be you this year.
You're so sweet.
I don't want to jinx you, but you've put in the time. I'm not saying Bianca's not going to be great, but she's a rookie.
She could be Rookie of the Year.
But you weren't you Dancer of the Year?
No.
But you were.
I was Rookie of the Year.
You were Rookie of the Year. That's what it was
and
when
then
I first
I got,
met you.
This year I got the Juanita Horton Award, which is really special because that's the most inspirational, and that's chosen by the teammates, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
See, that's just it. Rookie of the Year, you get the Horton Award. You're a team captain now. I think it's coming. I hope I didn't jinx you.
You're so sweet.
But I can't think of anyone better on the team to go. Seriously. It's not just because...
I'm blushing right now.
I love... You know what? Your house could be burning down and you'd be smiling because that's you, but you are...
Right? When I get nervous, I smile. I think.
All right. Well, listen, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in. I want to remind everybody to go to Raiders.com. $26 a ticket. I think that's what I paid for the first deck of the A's game last night. In fact, I think I did, $26. So $26 a ticket for season tickets. And the team, it's not just supporting your local team. It's supporting a team that's going to be highly watchable and who I think, and I know a little bit about football, I think is going to be a successful team as well. So we've been speaking to the young veteran, Anna, and we've been speaking to the brand spanking new rookie, Bianca. Have a great season, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, awesome. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.